Bianca, do you consider that you have a mental health problem?
Yep.
How would you describe it?
I get depressed a lot, and I got a gambling problem too, but I fixed the problem up.
Do you think your gambling problem was linked to your depression?
Yep.
Can you explain how that kind of happened?
When I was in a foster home, I just gambled.
And what about now that you're not gambling? How is the depression?
Good.
Has it taken you a while to find those people that you can trust?
No.
You found them quickly?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Ron, my boyfriend, my carer, people on the street.
Ron was talking about how the big issue vendors are like a family. Do you know all of them?
Yep.
What do you do together?
Just talk and laugh.
You know, this week there's this whole focus on mental health, and it's about encouraging people to talk about it and to, you know, to accept the fact that lots of people have mental health issues and problems and they're dealing with them. Some are dealing with them in a way that's making them feel better. Other people are still really struggling. What would you like to say about that?
I think they should get help. If you don't need to get help, don't gamble and go for a walk and make you feel better.
How would you describe your life these days, Bianca?
I'm down still, but getting better.
What makes you feel down?
Not enough money, no one buys the big issue from me.
So it's a big help if people do buy the magazine.
Yeah.
And what makes you happy?
Make people laugh at the shops and make them happy. My boyfriend, Ron.
What are people like when you're selling the big issue, when you're selling the magazine on the street? Are people good to you? Tell me about some of the experiences that you've had.
Some good, some bad. When I work here, someone give me $100
tip. $100
tip? Yeah. And some people give me 50, 20, 10. And some people who say, get a job, real job.
Really?
Yeah.
When they say that to you, get a job, get a real job, what do you feel?
Upset. So this is the real job.
It sure is.
Yeah.
What would it be like if it wasn't around anymore?
I'd be upset.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to people about what it's like to be you?
Please buy the big issue from me. I'm the best-selling Canberra. Big issue, come and get it.